with the light fading to darkness as Lee Reel's entrance music pipes throughout our sound system, the logo bearing the word Reel pounds on the Ovaltron above. As the red and white spotlights dance around throughout this arena, here comes Homeless Bob through the curtain wearing a pair of gray sweatpants and black t-shirt with a picture, oh, look at that, of an Oompa Loompa on it. The fans have risen to their feet, and oh my God, I can barely hear myself think. All the spotlights now shine from around the entire arena, and once again, they are descending upon the stage, overlapping each other and shining down on the curtain. I still don't see absolute Lee Reel coming out onto the stage. Where is Lee Reel? Wait a second. Wait. You know what? I just noticed something. Why does Homeless Bob have the WWA Heavyweight Championship belt around his waist? Yeah, I could see Bob right now in the ring talking to the ring announcer, Michael Stuffer, and you know what? Let's go to the ring so we can find out exactly what's going on. Where's Lee Reel?
WWA fan, I have just been told that due to an earlier attack, Lee Reel will not be able to wrestle tonight. Instead of forfeiting the title, Homeless Bob has agreed to make this bout a handicap match. So tonight, entering the ring and wrestling for the first time in his life and representing the WWA Heavyweight Champion, here's the super sidekick, the Trash Can Superman, Homeless Bob!
Folks, I can smell Homeless Bob's body odor from here. And let me go on record by saying, if Chris Ross gets a hold of Bob inside this ring tonight, Bob won't have to worry about the title or even breathing oxygen for that matter, because Chris Ross at this point in time is like a caged animal. Earlier in the night, we saw Chris Ross and Kimo Newton talking in the back about their match tonight for the WWA Heavyweight Championship. Folks, we have pre-recorded footage of both men talking, so let's go to the Ovaltron for this very, very interesting conversation.
Yeah, dog.
I'm not sure what to say other than Chris Ross needs to be evaluated by the WWE doctors because something inside that young man's head just isn't right. As for Kimo Newton, the only thing he reminds me of is a pimple on my ass cheek. You know, the one that you can't see but hurts so bad that when you sit down, you almost forget that it's there. Look, I'm sorry to be so blunt, but that voice just goes right through me. Yeah, dog? Give me a break, Kimo.
And his opponent, coming down the aisle with his partner, Kimo Newton, from Honolulu, Hawaii. He is a man without an identity. This is Chris Ross.
Entering the ring, Ross almost immediately orders Kimo Newton into the opposite corner, and walking up to Homeless Bob, you can see that there is an incredible size difference between both men. I think Bob just wet himself. Oh my God, Bob just punched Chris Ross right in the face, but I'm not even sure Ross felt that. A poke to the eyes, and Ross is just laughing it up. Look, Bob jumps up into the air, and he just hit Ross again. Ross is telling Homeless Bob to take another shot. I knew this was going to be a bad mistake for Homeless Bob. Faking the punch, Homeless Bob goes low on Ross, and the big Hawaiian goes down to one knee. Homeless Bob begins to jump around the ring, and Jesus cooking in the kitchen with Martha Stewart. Oh my God, Ross is getting up, and Homeless Bob doesn't see him. Ross is furious and turning into the center of the ring. Chris Ross is unleashed at the gates of hell, toppling Homeless Bob head over heels with a wild clothesline. Scraping Homeless Bob off the canvas, T-Bone Suplex, not Bob out cold. And folks, this match is over. Ross with the easy 1, 2, 3, and we have a brand new WWE Heavyweight. Wait a minute, folks. Chris Ross shakes his head no, and my lord, Has Chris Rush refused to pin Homeless Bob? Yes, he has, and this can't be good for the Trash Can Superman. Sinking Bob from the canvas, Ross hoists him up over his shoulders and falling backwards into the corner. Homeless Bob begins to convulse under what I see as a brutal Samoan drop. Bob is like a piece of limp spaghetti in there. Oh, side Hawaiian leg sweep, and Chris Rush is now motioning for Timo Newton to set a table up on the outside of the ring. The referee is now warning Ross for pushing the man in stripes into the corner. Ross goes back to Homeless Bob. He just cranked him up in the air with ease. Oh, my God. Homeless Bob is in last right position. Moon River. Walking towards Ross. Ross picks him up and hurdling Bob over the nylon. Here comes the pain. Oh, good Lord Almighty. Through the table with the six sadistic thud and fist. I think Homeless Bob has just had his back broken. I can't believe Homeless Bob has been completely destroyed. And would you look at Timo Newton laughing on the apron. Come on, Newton, you didn't even do anything. It was all Ross is doing. You dog yourself, you idiot. Ross tags in Newton and going down to the floor. He's going to recover the battered and bruised Homeless Bob from the wreckage. And you know all Chris Ross has to do is get Homeless Bob back into the ring. And uh-oh. Did you hear that? He's here! He's here! Down the aisle and diving into the ring. Timo misses with a roundhouse and real counters with a circular leg sweep. Tip off by both Real and Timo. Both men square off again with closed fists. Karate kicks are blocked by Real, but Timo manages to get Real into the corner with the aid of a handful of hair. Hard knife and chops connect, but Real is quick to reverse the position in the corner, returning fire. Hip toss out of the corner, and Timo immediately charges Real looking for more. Second hip toss by Real. Third by Real. Timo falls from the ring, and here comes Chris Ross to help out his partner. Over the top rope comes Real with a cross body block, and down goes both Ross and Timo. Chris Ross, he looks furious, but Lee Real is quick to pull out a table, and the referee is still knocked out cold, and that means there are no rules. Placing the dazed Ross onto the table, he ascends the turnbuckle, and I'm not really sure what he has planned. All throws and spinning in the air. Oh, holy shit, did you see that? 450 splash onto Chris Ross, sending the man without an identity through the table. And listen to this crowd chant. Lifting up from the melee, Lee Real rolls the injured Newton back into the ring and flipping over the ropes. Lowers an awesome springboard guillotine leg drop across the throat at Timo. I'm looking inside the ring, and fans, the referee is still knocked out cold with Homeless Bob and Chris Ross both out of the contest. It appears as if the odds have changed in the direction of the WWE Heavyweight Champion Lee Real. Pulling Timo off the canvas, Real tosses him into the ropes, and here comes Newton on the rebound. Up into a fan, and here we go. It's raining punches on Newton, machine gun style. Lee Real is on fire, and folks, I can't believe Lee Real is anteing up the brutality. Up and down with an inverted DDT, and this one has to be over. The referee looks up through Jay's eyes, and this one is going to be done. One, two, three. Oh, my God. Chris Ross, who is now up with the aid of the apron, just put Newton's foot on the bottom rope. And this one's going to continue. Ross is dazed, and Real isn't done with him yet. Racing across the logo and springboarding into the air. Ross catches Real in midair. Oh, look out! Slamming the Canadian Wrestle God into the steel post. My God, that nasty move just dropped Lee Real dead in his tracks. Rolling Real up onto the apron and forcing in the tag. Here comes Chris Ross, who is still wrestling in this match by his own fault. Had Ross just pinned Homeless Bob in the opening stages of the bout, he wouldn't be in this difficult situation right now. Lifting Real from the canvas, Ross looks to end it all with a wipeout, but Real struggle through the back door, and Homeless Bob is up. Bob tosses Real the chair, but he misses him, and Ross catches it. Ross spins. Oh, Homeless Bob miscues, and Lee Real just got the chair shot from hell, folks. Lee Real is busted open, bad, and Jesus, what was that? Oh, my Lord, Timo just drilled Bob in the head with that damn bamboo kendo stick, and folks, here come a fresh set of tables. Ross is now calling for the wipeout on both Real and Homeless Bob, and if he can plant that move on these two tables, it's going to be all she wrote. Timo tosses a battered Bob to Ross, and what the hell? Look at Ross's face. He can't believe it. That music signals that it's night. It's time to Finally, and here he comes, racing down to the ringside, and he's got his hands on something. Sliding into the ring, Ross misses with the big foot, and Knight just stuck something in the forehead of Chris Ross. Timo charges, but Knight sticks him too. What the hell does he have? Both men are bleeding, and are you kidding me? It's Pat Knight holding up a fork, having the discarded chair pose. Knight connects to the head of Ross, and the crowd is going crazy, and Timo is now on his knees, shaking his head no. Knight says yes, Timo says no. Knight says yes. That'll leave a mark in the morning. Onto the table goes Ross and Timo, and Knight is now looking to get extreme. Off the turnbuckle and through the table. Nighttime finisher. And look at Timo shaking in convulsions throughout the wreckage. Knight points to Ross, and the crowd wants to see it. Hell, I want to see it. Knight's in the top rope. Ross is up. He's up. The monster is up, and he's got Todd Knight by the neck. Oh, my God. Not from up there.
Oh, my God.
Wipe out on Todd Knight through the table, and that looked extremely painful. Oh, real from behind with the roll up. 1, 2, 3, fantastic. Where the hell did that come from? Who, what, where, why, and how did Lee Real get this victory? Rolling from the ring and lifting up the aisle, Lee Real has defeated Chris Ross once again. And, folks, I'm sitting here ringside just 5 or 10 feet away from the action, and I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, and still, WEWA Heavyweight Champion, Absolutely Real.
Into the ring floods WWA security and fans. They are escorting a red-hot Chris Ross from the square circle right now before he can do any further damage. Tonight, Todd Knight has tried to take on Chris Ross head-to-head but failed to derail the WWA's resident psycho. On the flip side, Ross's rage continues to be a problem for him inside this ring as his temper has cost him yet another match and yet another championship belt. As for Lee Real, he came into this match hurt and somehow, someway, still managed to exit our number one contender. I'll tell you, folks, I'm not sure if it can get any better than what we just saw in the ring right now. But let's take a short break, and when we return, it's going to be Daryl Bazov taking on Mike Morrison, with the winner getting a title shot of their own choosing at a time of their choosing. Wow, what a match!